Bienvenidos and welcome to Surviving Spanish with Karen, a short podcast with targeted lessons to complement your Spanish learning. Can you guys believe we are on episode 16? And we just hit 1,500 listens. So thank you guys for those of you who do tune in every week. I have a ton of great material planned for you, and you will not be disappointed. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play Music, or wherever you listen to the podcast, so you can get a notification every time a new episode is out. This week, we're going to look at the conjugations of the verb tener and its many uses, and you're going to learn about Uruguay. Let's get straight to the Spanish part. In episodes 12, 14, and 15, we've talked about conjugation and how the verb changes depending on who is doing the action. For those of you who don't remember grammar classes from the third grade, which is really most normal people, a verb is an action word. An action word is a verb. Today, we're going to focus on the verb tener, which means to have. Now, tener works in line with the verb ser and estar, which is why it's important to learn it together. The verb tener is special because, for example, in English, we say, I am hungry. But in Spanish, we say, I have hunger. So we use the verb tener. This made me really reflect on English and how we love to use am, is, and are for basically anything that you're feeling or that you represent. This is not the case in Spanish. In Spanish, we use ser for permanent things, we use estar for non-permanent things, and we use tener for a variety of set phrases that you're going to learn in this episode. Remember, if you have any questions or something is unclear, please contact me either on Instagram, where my username is at Spanish with Karen, or by email at karenalvteacher@gmail.com. First, let's look at the conjugation of the verb tener. For example, we say, I have, you have, she has, we have, and they have. So we see in English a difference in he, she, it. All the other ones are I have, you have, we have, they have. But for he, she, we say has. In Spanish, depending on who is doing the action, the word changes every time. For tener, there is no pattern as it is an irregular verb. So how do we conjugate tener? To say I have, we say tengo. You have, tienes. He or she has, tiene. We have, tenemos. And they have, tienen. So when do we use the verb tener? One of the clearest ways to see the difference is to look at how we speak about age in English and in Spanish. In English, we say, I am 28 years old. But in Spanish, age is not something that you are. It's something that you have. So please never say soy 28 or estoy 28 because it sounds very awful in Spanish. Instead, you would say tengo 28 años. I have 28 years. And yes, we need to always add the word años. So we say, tengo 28 años. Tú tienes 12 años. Ella tiene 42 años. Nosotros tenemos 38 años. Ellos tienen 22 años. Notice, the number needs to have the word años because otherwise you're just saying, I have 28. Then blank. You could say, I have 28 sheep. Yo tengo 28 ovejas. Or really, anything else. So you do have to be specific with age. Like in any language, asking someone for their age is inappropriate. And unless someone has just told you that they had their birthday, I don't see why you would ever ask anyone this question. But just in case, if you want to know, the question to ask someone how old are you is ¿Cuántos años tienes? Which translates to how many years do you have? ¿Cuántos años tienes? So don't forget, our conjugation for tener is tengo, tienes, tiene, tenemos, and tienen. Now, when do we use tener? I'm going to give you 9 more examples of when we use tener and its conjugations in Spanish. Remember that these phrases are built differently in English, so don't question it. Just take it and try to remember them. Let's start with temperature. In English, we say, I am hot or I am cold. In Spanish, use the conjugated version of tener, depending on who is doing the action, plus calor or frío. So you could say, tengo calor or tengo frío. To say, I am hot or I am cold, you could say, ¿Tienes calor? Are you hot? Or ¿Tienes frío? Are you cold? Or we can even say, ¿Tiene calor? Or ¿Tiene frío? For he or she is hot or cold. The next two are also very important because they refer to being hungry and being thirsty. Now in English, we literally say, I am hungry, or I am thirsty. But in Spanish, you can't be your need. Instead, we use tener because the need is something you have, not something you are. So example, we would say, tenemos hambre. We are hungry. Or tenemos sed. We are thirsty. Another important use for tener is to say that you are in a hurry. In English, we say, I am in a hurry, or we are in a hurry. But in Spanish, being in a hurry is something you have. So we say, tengo prisa, I'm in a hurry, or tienen prisa. We also see tener used when we talk about being lucky. Again, in English, we say we are lucky or he is lucky. In Spanish, we say tenemos suerte or tiene suerte. One that I find is always a little bit harder to remember is tengo miedo, which means I am scared. So let's see all of the tener conjugations with this specific example. So we say, tengo miedo, I'm scared. Tienes miedo, you are scared. Tiene miedo, he or she is scared. Tenemos miedo, we are scared. And tienen miedo, they are scared. Notice that miedo doesn't change, but tener changes depending on who is the person doing the action. Another useful one to know is tener sueño, which means to be sleepy. So we say, tengo sueño, I'm sleepy, or tienes sueño? Are you sleepy? Now, the last example is my favorite example because, hey, who doesn't like to be right? So when you are either arguing with someone or just discussing something and someone is right, we use tener razón. One of my favorite things to hear in life is, sí, Karen, tienes razón. Basically saying, yes, Karen, you are right. Men dating Latinas, take notes. Your Latina girlfriend is going to love this phrase. You can say, tienes razón, mi amor. You are right, my love. So the 10 things we covered today that use tener is age or años, hot or cold, calor y frío, hunger and thirst, hambre y sed, in a hurry, prisa, being lucky, suerte, to be scared, miedo, and sueño, to be sleepy. And the last one, razón, to be right. Now is your turn to repeat. Tengo. Tienes. Tiene. Tenemos. Tienen. Tengo 28 años. Tiene 12 años. Tiene 42 años. Tenemos 38 años. Tienen 22 años. ¿Cuántos años tienes? Tengo calor. Tengo frío. ¿Tienes calor? ¿Tienes frío? Tiene calor. Tiene frío. Tenemos hambre. Tenemos sed. Tengo prisa. ¿Tienes prisa? Tenemos suerte. Tiene suerte. Tengo miedo. Tienes miedo. Tiene miedo. Tenemos miedo. Tienen miedo. Tengo sueño. ¿Tienes sueño? Tienes razón. Hablemos sobre Uruguay. Let's talk about Uruguay. Did you know that Uruguay was the first country in the world to legalize marijuana? They did this in order to combat drug trafficking, and it worked, as crime rates significantly dropped. But be careful, because it is legal for citizens of the country to buy and sell it, but not tourists. Uruguay was in the spotlight in 2009 when they were able to provide every child of school age a free laptop and Wi-Fi. Due to their focus on education, they have one of the highest rates of literacy in Latin America at an amazing 98%. If you don't know what literacy rate is, it's the percentage of people over 15 years old in the country that can read. Now, with their population being only 3.4 million, this is a great feat. Interestingly enough, the first FIFA Cup ever was held in Uruguay in 1930. And guess what? They won that year. The capital city of Uruguay is Montevideo. And another thing that brought them into the spotlight was that one of the presidents of Uruguay, his name is Jose Mujica, decided to donate over 90% of his income to charity between the years of 2010 and 2015, which earned him the nickname of the world's poorest president. Thanks again for listening in to another educational episode of Surviving Spanish with Karen. Don't forget to subscribe, give me 5 stars, y nos vemos la próxima semana.